Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, you want to talk a little KU, K-State, man? You want to talk a Mizzou, Vandy? Which one do you want to do first? I'll give you the option here, because I know you were sitting in there. Are you guys calling it the new booth or just booth? Or does it have a fun little nickname right now? I know you were sitting up in that thing. You were steaming, because I'm just guessing. I haven't talked to you since Friday. When they got up 7-0, especially with how quickly it looked, I know you had that feeling in your heart that it was finally going to happen. I mean, the first 5 minutes of that thing, I'm thinking, all right, man, KU, all right. I was feeling good about KU at that standpoint. And then it was like K-State just remembered who they were and like, oh, yeah, you guys are Kansas. And things turned very, very quickly and stayed that way for the remainder of the game. And I was thinking of you, Rob, when I was watching the game, because they had a little special teams montage. They had that thing ready to go. I know you didn't see it because you were at the game. But when KU had the special teams mishap, they just went year in review and were just showing you all the mishaps and missteps. And then that's when I realized, oh, this is what Rob is talking about. This is why Rob has PTSD when it comes to the KU K-State rivalry. How were you feeling when you were sitting there?
It was, I'll be very transparent here. They get that fumble in the opening kickoff. They score. It probably wasn't a touchdown, if we're being honest. Jalen Daniels probably fumbled into the end zone. Didn't matter. They call a touchdown. It's 7-0. There's still 12 minutes on the clock. K-State, it felt like, oh, here we go. Me, the people sitting around me, my section, you know, there was a feel of like, not only is KU going to break the streak today, they might run them off the field. They might, you know, let out 16 years of frustration. It might be really time here. And then from that moment on, it was just rainy and cold and miserable. I know they cut the lead to 7.5, and it felt like there was a little spark of something. And they come out in the second half, they go 3-and-out, and you knew the game was over. You felt it around the stadium. You kind of, K-State fans started doing that thing where they're starting to puff their chest out because they feel like here we go again. KU fans had the here we go again in the worst possible way. It was a very unfun Saturday to be out there. You tell the story all the time on the air, and I think it's very apropos here about how that first year Dennis Gates, you know, you felt like, oh, Missouri might beat KU this year in basketball. You know, Grady Dick, like they can get this team. And then you knew the under 16. Nope, not happening today. I felt a lot of that same emotion. I had a great day in Lawrence. The weather, it was a little bit drizzly. We had a nice little tailgate set up. Went to my favorite spots. Like, we got up there early. I was having a very nice Saturday morning, hanging out with the wife. I had some other family in town. It was a fantastic day. And then, basically from that fumble on, I felt like, oh, God, here we go again. And it was some of the least fun I've ever had in that stadium. It was bad, real bad.
Someone on the text line says, hey, guys, K-State fans are acting like it wasn't close at half. It wasn't. I don't care what the score says.
It was the biggest 7-point deficit I've ever felt in my life.
It wasn't close at half. It was over. It was done. I knew it. You knew it. I wasn't even there. I was watching it on the television. You could feel it. It was over. It was done. KU had their early wave. Jalen Daniels looked to me like he was trying to throw interceptions in the first half. Like, purposely. Like, he had the over on, he threw two directly to K-State players, and they just had no interest in catching it. And just, it woke the K-State, it has to be mental at this standpoint. It has to be. I'm sorry, it can't be. K-State is not that much better than this year's KU team. They can't be. I watched every game from both of these two teams. K-State is not that much better than Kansas. It has to be mental. It has to be a, oh, here we go again situation. It has to be. I will say this, and again, I try to stay out of KU business, but I just noticed it. It feels like the tide is turning against Lance Leipold. It really feels.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Feels like the tide is turning. Now, we don't got to dive super deep into it. I know it's a Red Monday, and we'll get back to the Chiefs here in just a bit. It feels like the tide is turning with Lance Leipold, and the natives are starting to get restless. And if you look at the rest of college football, I would say prematurely firing your coach, that is becoming the norm. Being willing to pay a significant buyout, Kansas, if you want to be taken seriously in football, you know what teams that are willing to be taken seriously? They don't care what the buyout is. Lance Leipold's buyout is $22.5 million. The old KU would never pay that much money to a football coach, especially one who's doing fine. Now, it's one thing if it's Les Miles or it's Charlie Weiss or it's just somebody who's being, like, terrible, like a true negative on the program. That's not what Lance Leipold is, but I can't admit this. Again, as somebody who tries to stay out of KU business, it does feel like right now they are in neutral. For a while there, they're making great forward movement, which was to be expected. They were in a bad spot from the very, very beginning. But now it feels like the progress that they made from the very, very beginning, when things were certainly pushing and moving in a direction, just feels like right now that they are in a little bit of a neutral. Now, I think that Lance Leipold is somebody that can get you over the Kansas hump. We're not talking about the hump, the Kansas hump. Can he be somebody that consistently wins 6 to 8 games a season? I think that's there. I think you were seeing a lot of the positives right now. But I will say the natives are getting restless. My timeline, and I get it, in the middle of a rivalry game, that's the most I've ever seen them turn on Lance Leipold in the middle of the season, to where people who certainly remember how bad Kansas football used to be, and Lance has pulled you all the way out of there, don't seem impressed by Lance Leipold anymore and want something new.
Here's the best way I can describe it. And I think stuck in neutral is a good way to describe it. I called it no man's land to a group text KU fans I had. What Lance Leipold has done to take that program from what it was is legitimately incredible work. It was a winless program that had a terrible stadium. It was the absolute laughingstock of Power 5 football. You could argue there are a group of five jobs that were better than Kansas by a large margin. To take that to multiple bowl games, I still think they can make a bowl this year. 3 bowl games in, you know, 5 seasons is really, really impressive at Kansas. But I think Kansas fans are wondering if he can take the next step. We talk all the time on the show. There's a difference between a 10-win program and an 8-win program. Well, if you keep going down the ladder, there's a difference between being a 6-win program and an 8-win program. And KU fans feel like, all right, we have crossed the checkpoint. We now are a 6-win type of program. We're ready to ascend to an 8-win type of program, and currently, it does not feel like Lance Leipold is taking that ascension. Because last year, this year's disappointing. Last year's monumental disappointment. I know they didn't have a home game, whatever. They brought back Jalen Daniels. They brought back their O-line. They brought back Devin Neal. They brought back everyone, and they went 5-7. Yeah. So it feels like you went in reverse last year, and now you're stuck in the mud.
I think and I'm sorry to cut you off.
I'm not calling for him to be fired. I just feel like I don't know that he can be the guy to take the next step, but I feel like you have to be patient to see if he can be the guy.
I also feel like Lance has deserved a chance to pick another quarterback. Like, I like Jalen Daniels on a personal level. Come on the show. I've always been super impressed with him. He ain't it for where you guys are trying to go. And most of the programs that you were trying to emulate, they have that guy at quarterback. Vanderbilt has that guy at quarterback. Indiana has that guy at quarterback. So what I'm saying is, if you trust Lance, and I know some of you do, some of you don't, I'm willing to let him try again. He's had Jalen Daniels for 4 years in some capacity. I mean, he gets credit for Jason Bean, right? Like, they helped turn Jason Bean into an NFL player. They get credit for that. So I think he's earned at least a chance to try again. Every KU fan is telling me now money is just falling from the sky for NIL. Give this staff the chance to go out and buy themselves a new quarterback and let's see what happens next year. Because ultimately, that's going to determine if KU can take that next step or not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.